So today, not only do we celebrate St. Cyril and Methodius in the church, but it is a day to celebrate love on this Valentine's Day, as many people, many couples around the world will be celebrating that. And it comes to our attention to think, what is it really that love means? Because today, society wants to tell us that love is about, you know, what we give to people, the chocolates and all the things, and, you know, but what is love? Or what does it mean for man and woman to be united in love? And that want to bring your mind to you a question that maybe you've never thought about very much. Why was it that God, when he created woman, took the rib? Why would he choose that part of man? And it's interesting, this is a question that the medieval university professors and teachers and all that thought about a lot. So much so that there were debates about these things. And finally, a position came out that's captured by St. Thomas, where he says that it was right that woman be formed out of the rib to show the union of man and woman. Because she was not taken out of his head so that she may dominate him, as the head dominates the body, and she was not taken out of his feet so that he may dominate her, but out of the side, the rib, so that they may be helpmates, so that they may journey to God together. And that is the vision of love that God presents to us. That is what it means to love. Just as Cyril and Methodius, brothers, did not do the mission of love of the church on their own, they went out together to make themselves and their people holy. The call to love, whether you're a spouse, whether a celibate, or whatever state of life you find yourself in, is to help each other to grow in holiness. Spouses, celibates, and the whole community, to bring everyone to Christ together.